Hi everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, for some folks. Thank you for joining our call today. Really excited to get this call started and to start a discussion around OMS and particularly the presentation today on View Designer. I have a peer from the product team. Evan, who's going to be talking about view design, and I'll move quickly so that we can get Evan on the stump so he has enough time to work with you guys, around view designer and this portion of our OMS log analytics solution. So again, just really want to welcome everybody to the call. And again, on this call, it's an open call. We have customers, we have partners, we have internal folks. I see some of my peers from services, some folks from EPG here, and I see some customers. I mean, we have customers not only in the US, but also customers joining in other geographies. We have people from Europe, in the Caribbean on this call. So it's a global call, and we're really happy about how the call has been going and how it has been growing. So keep sharing on Twitter, keep sharing on Facebook to your friends, because this is really about helping you to understand the suite of solutions that we have inside OMS that help you to give guidance in deploying it in infrastructure. And again, every session is recorded and it is and posted at our OMS Fridays link. So if you miss something and you want to go back, you can quickly jump on that link and you'll be able to see what was done on a session that you missed. So today, session, we're really talking about our focus is really insight and analytics, and we're going to be talking about the view designer. So as I said, I'll get everyone on the stop as quickly as possible. But for folks who might be new to the call, just want to give a quick overview. When we talk about OMS and this solution, this suite, what we're really talking about. And the real focus behind OMS is management, right? It's infrastructure management and understanding, the security landscape of your infrastructure. And OMS really lives on four pillars, which are automation and control, insight and analytics, security and compliance, and protection and recovery. And when we talk about automation and control, we are talking about those components that allows you to ensure your infrastructure is managed and deployed and controlled in a consistent manner. So some of those things might include automation for PowerShell, disaster state configuration, Azure automation. And again, when we talk about the operations management suite, the management is not only focused on a single infrastructure. It is a hybrid infrastructure because we give you the ability to manage leveraging some of the tools that you might already have in your infrastructure, such as System Center, Configuration Manager, or Operations Manager. And we give you the ability to manage the infrastructure across the landscape. So whether that landscape lives in Azure, it lives in AWS or or your own third-party cloud, or if it lives on premises. Now, when we talk also about insight and analytics gives you visibility. So what we're talking about here is the ability to look at your infrastructure, identify clearly, what are the issues might be taking place, and visualize them and take actions from what you're visualizing. One of the big areas of OMS also is security and compliance. So, what is the threat landscape of your infrastructure look like? How do we secure the infrastructure? But not only how we secure it, but how we have proactive visibility into what is taking place so we can detect issues and make remediation actions automatically from what we are detecting. And finally, and by no means least is the whole ability to do protection and recovery of your environment. So traditionally, a lot of our protection focus or a lot of customers' protection focus has been around backup. But BCDR and business continuity has become so pervasive in organizations. So what we are talking about is the ability now to protect your environment, leveraging not only the backup capabilities, but also the ability to leverage site recovery services to replicate your infrastructure into the Azure cloud so that you can fail over in the case, of a disaster. So the final thing I want to mention is, the concept that we're talking about here is this whole holistic view of cloud management. And, you know, when we look at the landscape of solutions that we have inside the suite, it gives the ability not only to build out your infrastructure and configure that infrastructure with using automation, but we have this deep insight that we can do with our monitoring solutions. We also have the ability to protect the environment, as I said, with backup and recovery, secure the environment with our security solutions, and then, you know, have this whole governance of your infrastructure by leveraging the policy, the role-based administration features that is built into the subscription that you deploy inside inside the cloud. So today, our Orbis focus areas is insight and analytics. And you know, I want to start by saying, you know, with insight and analytics, what Orbis in Log Analytics is and what it gives you is the ability to collect, search, and visualize machine data, you know, both from cloud resources but also your on-premises infrastructure. And you know, there are three key things that we call out about our log analytics solution. And why they are important, because yes, I mean, you can do this on-premise, but you know, when you think about the ability to scale the solution to meet the needs of your infrastructure, this is one of the things that this OMS solution gives you, the ability to scale quickly. Because you know, you're using excuse me, you are using resources that are built on a cloud platform that will scale, you know, as you need to deploy additional resources. We have out-of-the-box solutions, right? So we have some solutions that are focused on, for example, update management, change management. We have the ability to assess and see issues that might be in your Azure environment, or you can create your own visualization of the data as you see fit. And again, you know, it's a hybrid monitoring solution because it allows us to monitor not only on-premises, but also resources running in the cloud and, you know, resources that are running in other cloud platforms. So at this time, to give Evan enough time to do his presentation, I'm going to turn the floor over to Evan, and he will talk about View Designer and how we can leverage the View Designer to take the data that we receive, for example, from Log Analytics or Log Search, and you know, create visualization around that data that is pertinent to us in our environment. So Evan, over to you.
Hey folks, so I'm going to start displaying my screen over here and then somebody ping in the chat when they can see it, please. All right, cool. So thanks everybody for coming. I'm Evan Hissey, a program manager in Operations Management Suite, specifically the log analytics piece. And what I work on is search, APIs, and our ability to visualize data with views. So I'm going to specifically talk about View Designer today, which is our capability to create dashboards that will view all of your different metrics, your log data, anything from a solution in OMS. So if there's anything you want to visualize in OMS, this is the capability. I know that we have my dashboard today. I'm sure many of you, if you're familiar with OMS, are familiar with this. And this is a quick functionality that allows you to drag and drop save searches over here onto my environment, where then I can get quick little pieces of dashboard tiles, and then I can save these and drill into search. But this isn't as useful as View Designer for a couple of reasons today. And I would know I'm the PM for this as well. So what we do is we allow you to drag and drop save searches here, and then they go directly to Log Search. But you can't do anything with these tiles other than change the visualization. You can't even change the title unless you change the saved search for it. So I want to dig into View Designer now and tell you all about the capabilities for that feature and what that can bring to customers that want to be able to visualize anything inside of OMS, including the existing solutions. So I'm going to look at this one view right here, which is something I created in View Designer. So you can see it's similar to all the other solutions. Solutions will appear above the settings tile, and the custom ones that I make or that Microsoft makes in View Designer will be below the settings tile. So you can see this one view here has a nice little donut, and it's just breaking down my Windows event log types. So I have my information, my error, my warning log files. You can see that 4.3% of them are errors. And I can build any of the tiles that you see here on the overview with View Designer, and I'll go into that real shortly. So the first stage of View Designer is you're building a tile that sits here on this overview that's kind of like a shortcut. They click into it, and they go into the dashboard. So let's do that right now. So I click on the tile, and it's going to take me to Overview, One View. And you can see this nice dashboard that I've created. So I've got information about my clouds. So I have my 26 Azure servers in my environment and how many events I'm collecting, which machines are sending me the most events, how many private cloud servers I have, and the amount of events I'm collecting from that. Then I break it down by my log events that I'm collecting. So this is all the different types of data that I'm collecting in OMS. And now I get to something more specific to me. So I've got my application, and I'm running it into different regions of the world. And I want to see the downtime by duration, by country, inside of my dashboard here. So here I can quickly see this over the last 24 hours. I can see that the UK has a much larger downtime than I would want. Specifically, also US and VA Ashburn. I'm seeing that I have a downtime of almost a quarter of a second here across my environment, which I don't want. So I'm able to highlight that by setting up different threshold values that will let me at a glance look at my dashboard and go, what do I need to investigate? What's wrong? And here I can see all the different server performance metrics for my application. And I can see which machines are sending me the metrics that I care about that I need to start looking into. So I can see my CPU usage over time, which machines I need to look at. So I can see like there's different spikes here on my fried egg machine. It's only hitting around 40, so I'm not too worried about this right now. And then same for memory usage over here. And then I can see the data type distribution as well right now over time. So let's dig into how I actually build this dashboard. So it's very, very simple. All you do when you're in View Designer is you click Edit, and we give you two options here. First is the tile option. So I can choose all these different tiles here, and it'll change my part to whatever I want. So I have donuts, I have two timelines, I have line charts for performance metrics, I can do whatever I want here. So you can see with this donut, it gives you a default query that's star pipe measure count by type. All I need to do to change this type of dashboard to what I was showing earlier, which is a breakdown of the Windows event log types, is I can do type equals event, and I'm going to say event level name is not equal to success, because I don't care about those. I'm going to pipe this into a measure count by event level name. I hit apply, and instantly this changes my dashboard tile to show me my information, my errors, my warnings. But this isn't as easy to understand when I first look at it, so I'm going to quickly add a color mapping here. So I'm going to add a couple. I'm going to do one for error, one for warning, and then one for information. Now change the colors to what I want them to be. So this is saying, whenever I see a value of error, warning, or information, change the color of the ones I set here. So hit apply, and bam, immediately my dashboard is very easy to read. And then I had that center part here for the total percentage, so I can say I want this to be a percentage, and I want it to be on error. So I'm going to choose my value that I'm calculating the percentage out of the rest of these four. And there we go. Now I've got 4.3% total errors in environment. This is a bit big. I'll just do total errors. Great. So now I would go into my view here, and I would start creating this dashboard. So I have all these different parts that I can add. So I have an information part, and this is really simply the way that you can give documentation inside the view. So I have this information part here. I can give a link to a URL for like documentation info about my service. And then I have Markdown, which is this really flexible way of safely putting links, images, whatever I need to in here. to give information on what this dashboard is for. So I would probably say my clouds is information about the clouds in my environment. And we have event level breakdown, so you can use this to troubleshoot piles of data that are coming in that's too large for my environment. So I want to go like, okay, I need to reduce the amount of data I'm setting in security, so I can quickly see that. And then troubleshooting for application health. Look for the red dots, obviously, and start drilling into those and say what's going wrong with these regions, and try and correlate that with these server performance metrics. So maybe Crape02, if it had an even higher memory usage, could be saying, okay, that's maybe why I'm getting this delay, is because I'm running out of memory on these machines. Then next I have different dashboards for comparing data. So I have my two timelines in a list here, and I have my donut in a list. So this is going to allow me to compare data over time against two sets. So I could say that this is going to be Windows events, and I can say this is going to be syslog, and say type equals event, type equals syslog, hit apply. And now I'm seeing the number of Windows events that are coming in my environment compared to the syslog events that are coming to my environment. And I can change that to reflect down here what I'm getting, but right now I just have, if I recall correctly, just measure count of all data by computer right now. And again, you can change all the colors for these different pieces here. You can change the title of here to not be distribution by computer, but I can call this distribution event versus syslog. And click apply and change that. I can make this into a new group to kind of separate it from that other information part that I had here. And then what I was showing you earlier were those thresholds here. So I have this VA Ashburn that's got too high of a downtime. What I want to be able to do is I want to say, like, okay, if a certain CPU on a machine was above an amount, then I want to warn you. So what I did here in this tile is when I have thresholds, I can click enable thresholds and I can set it. So like my normal threshold is by default, everything's normal. If anything gets above 85, it's a warning. If anything gets above 90, it's critical. So if I look at this application downtime one, I said anything that's above 180 milliseconds, I want to start getting warned. I want to like maybe be proactive and look into that. But anything over 230 right now is starting to get critical. It's starting to get slow for a user that they're starting to hit quarter of a second delays on every different piece of my application. I don't want that, so I want to be able to drill into it. So it highlights it here. Some of the things that we want to do in the future with this thresholds ability is allow you to tie them to a specific type of alert. That way, if anything goes over that threshold, it'll fire an alert, it can set up a runbook, it'll give someone a ticket in service now, whatever I need to, and it correlates exactly what I have in the dashboard. Today, you'd have to do a manual alert, and you set it to these same values, but then you can build the dashboard the same way. And then I have my different line chart capabilities here. So the same as what I was showing you for all my performance counters here. You can see that I've got two different types of lists here in my performance counter data. So I can create either a line chart per item that I'm listing out, so I can see the average CPU per machine right here, or I can see the total of it here in the top of my dashboard. And again, this is all powered by the same queries that you have in OMS. So any customer that creates a saved search, they can really easily build a dashboard by just posting the saved searches here. We want to add the ability for you to drag and drop a saved search. We'll be doing that in the future. Probably in early winter we'll be releasing that capability. And then same for this list here. It's all powered by the same search language that we use across OMS. And then finally, we've got just a couple simple things. So we have our two number parts and then our list of queries. So two numbers are really great for the things I showed you at the beginning here, where it's just my count of my servers, how many events I'm collecting. I could say how many machines I'm not getting a heartbeat from. I could say how many machines haven't been updated in the last 180 days. Different pieces of information like that can be really useful to just put inside the number part here. And then over here is my list of queries. All I can do here is give you a search query. So the same one for my breakdown of events. I can say type equals event, pipe, measure count, by event level name. apply. Get rid of these other tiles by clicking this X here. And now I'm just going to save this dashboard. So now I have my list of queries here. I click this guy, and it takes me straight into log search. I have that same save search. So what's really, really powerful about this, so we have the Power BI capability, right, where I can create a save search and export data to Power BI. That way I can show my CIO that, yes, this environment is fine. You don't have to worry about my team. It's not my fault. Go talk to these other guys. I can do that with Power BI, but I can't investigate with Power BI. I can't go straight into my raw data, look into my usage logs, and say, okay, this is precisely why this machine is having a problem or why my application is going down right now. So I'm looking at this dashboard, and I say, okay, VA Ashburn is having a problem. So I can click into that, and I can go straight into log search here and get all information I'm getting from my Application Insight solution. So yes, I'm pulling data again from one of the solutions that I've onboarded into OMS, not just custom logs. And I'm using this to drill into here and say, okay, what was the availability duration during these different times? I want to see this over time. I can see the different applications. So if I cared more about my web application that I have in here, I can click and drill that down into that really quickly. So you can see that I can go straight from a dashboard and start digging into the raw logs and start comparing that with something else. So I can immediately say, okay, like, which machines are running web application during this time that I'm seeing this huge spike in the availability duration going down, and what are the performance counters there? So I can do all that correlation, as you guys know, insert. And this dashboard allows me to quickly bounce straight into it and start looking at a specific issue. So how do I get to View Designer? I showed you guys views that were already created in my environment. The way to get to View Designer is the very last tile in your environment is right here. It says View Designer, create your own views. You click onto it, and it shows them a basically open dashboard that says, this seems empty. Click and drag a tile from the library layout area to start editing your views overview tile. So again, this is the tile that'll be at the top level of my dashboard, the overview. So I can just click donut, and voila, I've already got an overview tile. I can put whatever query I want in here to measure count it by. When I get into view, again, it says it's a bit empty. I can click and drag apart. Oops, come on. There we go. Or I can just click onto these parts themselves, and they'll add them. And I can immediately just start adding queries into these different parts and build my dashboard very, very quickly. So there's a couple improvements for the folks that are familiar with View Designer that I want to talk about really quickly. So some of the things that we're doing now, we've added this thresholds, which has been one of the number one things that you guys have been asking for. A couple things that we want to do in the future. So there's a confusion with folks right now on my dashboard compared to View Designer. So I want to deprecate my dashboard. Now, don't be worried. I'm not going to delete your customers my dashboard. That would be silly. What we're going to do is we're going to simply create the smaller parts that you see at the top of all these lists. So I can have my line chart or my donut. And we're going to copy all the contents of everyone's My Dashboards and create a view that will look exactly the same, but will have all these awesome capabilities to edit every single different piece here. We're also going to add the same drag and drop a save search functionality. That way you can quickly just drag a save search over here. You don't have to mess with all this. We'll try and automatically create a best fit part, but the user then can go in and change every little piece of this that they want. The other part for that is we have a lot of folks that are saying that they want to build a one-size-fits-all dashboard for a certain environment, but they want to then be able to quickly on the fly scope all the tiles to a specific computer or a computer group, and we want to allow you guys to have that too. So these are some of the things that you can expect coming between now and early winter for OMS View Designer. There's a ton of stuff that you guys can do with this. Another one really quick thing that I want to talk about before I hop off to Q&A here is export and import is also a feature for this. So if your customer has a dev environment for OMS and a production environment, they can build a dashboard in here that they can then export, and they can import it into their environment. So you can see, and I know many of you are always asking for, Evan, when is custom solutions going to be done in OMS? This is one of our first steps, is we want to allow you guys to build dashboards that view this data. Then the next step is, how do I get exactly the custom data you want to build your own custom solution? So part of that is the ingestion API that we talked about. I'm sure Roan, if he hasn't gone over it with you, we'll go over with you guys the ingestion API and its capabilities so you can bring in custom data into OMS, and then you can view that same data into this environment. So if you guys caught me at Ignite, if not, I can post that into the chat here. I've got an awesome demo where I bring up World of Warcraft in the middle of my demo and start showing how, well, as I'm playing that game live, my GPU is bumping up because I'm using the ingestion API to push all my GPU's sensor data into OMS. And that's just an example of how you can take any data now, any data, no matter where it is, and push it into OMS and build a dashboard like this off of it. So back to solutions, what we want to be able to do is allow you to set up something that will talk to a SaaS service that will then say, okay, go ping Splunk, go ping New Relic, go ping this other service, go get that data, and then pull it back into OMS with the ingestion API and build me a dashboard for it. So now you have all these different services and applications that your customer is saying, yeah, but can it visualize Foo? Can it visualize Bar? And the answer will soon be yes. And you'll be able to package it with one of these views. And then we want to allow you guys to have a gallery where you can then package these views, all the data collection pieces from that SaaS connector, from the ingestion API, and post that in the community gallery. That way your customers are going to see expanding use over time. So as Roan talked about right there in the chat, he said we'll talk about the ingestion API in November. So that'll be really cool for you guys to listen about different ways that you can get data into OMS and start building specific dashboards for your customers on application. Because I can't scale my engineering team to go and build every single thing under the sun as a solution, but we need to give you guys the capability to do that yourselves. That way everyone can be happy and have their own dashboard for their own data. So that is about it for ViewDesigner. There's a ton of capabilities in here that I encourage you guys to check out. I can post my link to the documentation inside of the chat as well so you guys can see every single feature here. And then I'll also post my email. That way you guys, if you have feedback, definitely if you see parts that you're like, oh, man, you guys don't have this part and I need to visualize it this way. Is there a getting started page or links? There isn't necessarily a getting started like walkthrough. I have a video inside of a blog post that I can post on here as well. And that kind of walks through building a dashboard really quickly. And then I have all the documentation that I'll post as well that tells you what each part is, how to edit it, all the different settings. That way you can read through it and check that out. And then, of course, if you guys ever run into something where you're like, hey, I think this is a bug, what do I need to do here, definitely ping me. Yeah, and then if you have feedback like Aiden has already, then definitely email it to me. I'd love to hear it. It was one of the things that I have to share with you guys. The best way to get something changed in OMS is to send us an email to the product team. Putting stuff on user voice is definitely for like new features, but if you have feedback on an existing thing, find the OMS discussion alias, find a PM on there, and ping them. Because when I go to engineers and say, hey, I think customers will need X, Y, and Z, they need data for it. But you guys are those data points. If you email me and go, hey, man, I really, really need this tile, or I really think that this is not great and I wish you guys would change this to make it better this way, those kind of emails allow me to get stuff done. So definitely send me an email on feedback for this ViewDesigner. It will happen. It will get changed. And I read through every single thing that you guys send me. I'm a little behind right now because of Ignite, but definitely send it. So I will start posting stuff into the chat for the blog post, for the documentation, my email, and then we can get on with Q&A.
Hi, yes. I have a quick question. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. Thanks, Roger.
All right, so with OMS, how deep can it, in terms of monitoring Azure SQL database and Azure SQL Data Warehouse database?
Yeah, so that's, if you don't mind, Roan, I can answer that one.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so there's a great solution that was posted by Satya and Jim over on our team. that allows you to monitor specific parts of your SQL workloads. I'm not as familiar with it, but I know they have a solution that they shipped out and they're looking for feedback on. So I'll try and find that as well before I get out of the chat today and post that. That way you can check it out.
That'd be great, because you know, from a database monitoring standpoint, there's some set of alerts that you want to look for, right? Like firewall, session connection, all that good stuff. And one of my clients are seriously looking at this as a go-to product if OMS can do a deep dive on those type of alerts.
Hi, I have a quick question. My name is Ajay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. What kind of support do you have in OMS for monitoring PaaS services? One of the things that came up in conversation with the customer is, hey, I want to know how my Azure backup service is performing in one place, like if any backups are failing, if any kind of, working as expected. So in general, can you speak to what kind of support you have in OMS for Azure PaaS services?
Definitely. So what we just talked about recently in Ignite was the ability for you to monitor your Azure Diagnostics logs as well as your Azure Activity logs. So we're growing our capabilities for you to monitor these different Azure services today. One of the goals of OMS is to be the monitoring service for all things Azure. So definitely I would reach out to Liz Kim for specific questions on the capabilities for that. I can post her email here. And definitely you should be able to see if a specific service is being monitored on that. But all logs for Azure Diagnostics data that's coming out, we will now be able to be posted into OMS. It's really easy to hook it up if you go into Azure Diagnostics today. Or your Azure Activity logs inside of Azure, there should be a little link at the top that says, like, oh, hook this up to Log Analytics. And if you click that, that'll walk you through the steps on how to get that data into us. And then you can view all that in OMS and correlate that with anything else.
All right, thank you.
Cool. All right, let's just scrolling up in the questions. Let me see here. So here's a question from Mark. Mark is saying, it appears to be quite useful for tracking what admins have made changes to mailboxes and delegated permission. This is for the O365 solution. However, I cannot see my job's log for assigning a license. Do you know the answer to that one, Evan?
Yeah, I'm trying to read the question here. Job's log for assigning a license. So I don't know the specific answer for that. I didn't work on a O365, but I can give you the email for the people that did, which is Chiam and Tigran. So there's some stuff I'll be able to answer folks, and some stuff, because there's so many people working on OMS, I'll only be able to refer you to the right person to talk to, but at least then you've got an inbox to send this stuff to. Let me grab some emails for you guys before I lose them here. So Liz Kim, when I was talking with Roger, it was not Roger. It was somebody else. Roger wanted to know about SQL. But Liz Kim is the owner of all things Azure Monitoring. So let me grab her email.
Yes, that's Roger Titsy, by the way.
So that is Liz. For O365, please grab Tigran S. Or you can grab Cheatham, who's also O365. All right, and then I am still hunting down that SQL solution post that we have in the
blog post. I dropped it. I posted that in the AI window.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
I think David was asking about, for View Designer, if we can scope the individual views to, we can scope the views to individual user. I know, for example, when we go into manage users, we can determine whether or not they are read-only users or contributors.
So let me talk a bit about RBAC and kind of the future for that. So Richard Rundle is working on RBAC right now for OMS. So as you guys saw at Ignite, we're starting to push more into Azure. So you can see all the different dashboards and capabilities start appearing inside of the Azure portal. So as we integrate with Azure, we're going to have a much better RBAC story. Today, it's all manually done through us. So you have an administrator account, you have a contributor account, you have read-only. Admins can add folks and build View Designer dashboards. Contributors can read everything and do everything and change settings, but they can't change View Designer dashboards. They can't add new users. And then read-only can obviously only read-only. They can't save anything. They can only perform queries and look at the dashboards. Now that we're integrated with Azure, one of the things that we want to do is start using your different Azure user settings and allow you to perform RBAC with that. So then that will allow you to say, okay, my security guys can only see these dashboards inside of OMS and these custom views, and only be able to search for this data. It'll take a bit for us to get there, but specifically that's the route we want to take, is using your already created Azure user groups and setting those to have different capabilities inside of OMS. We're not there yet today, but we will be very soon. Okay, speaking of RBAC, will it include the ability to tweak the view of App Insights data in OMS? So does get one view, Ops Manager get other views, any previews available? Okay, so I answered the question. Cool. There's no previews today. As soon as there is a preview, again, the best way to get previews is through the survey or through the discussion alias. So make sure that you're on the discussion alias for your internal or not internal level. And then, as always, you can always ping a PM. They might not all know about all the different previews out there, but for sure I'll be posting stuff on the blog about different previews as well.
So Peter has a question about monitoring DSC automation. Is it possible to monitor the DSC status if they are compliant or not in OMS? That's an interesting one. I know you can't monitor... Go ahead, Ron. No, I was just saying that I know you can monitor the status inside the automation tab inside the Azure portal, but I wasn't sure if that's possible inside OMS as yet.
So, because of like ingestion API, anything's possible, right? But it's all how difficult it is to get in there. I would say... I don't have the clearest answer for that, because that's the whole other quarter of OMS is the automation team. But I can give you Eamon's email. You can definitely ask him that. He should be able to give a very, very good answer on that one. I would suspect that capability is in OMS today. I just don't know where exactly to find it outside of the automation solution. They might have a way of pushing it through one of the Azure monitoring scenarios that we lit up at Ignite. If not, then that would be definitely some good feedback for them to get that into the portal. So Eamon's email. Is that. So definitely ping any Azure automation monitoring questions to him. He'll have a much better answer than me. Throwing all my other PMs under the bus. Does OMS integrate with App Insights? Yeah, absolutely. So we have an App Insights solution that you can go and grab from the portal. So that is in the solutions gallery. So if you go on the very left-hand side inside of OMS, you can see a little shopping bag. If you click on that, inside there is the App Insights solution. You onboard that, you connect it to, we call it the Application Insights Connector because we connect it to your Application Insights account, then you can pull all that data in. So if you remember from the demo that I showed today for ViewDesigner, when I was taking in that delayed response information for my application, and I was looking at it different regions, and I had the threshold on it that was red, that all that data was pulled from the Application Insights solution. It's giving me my synthetic transactions, and I'm able to perform my own tests on my application there to tell me which regions are being slow. That data is pulled in from our Application Insights connector.
Thanks. That's great. Thank you. So real quick, basically OMS can be the one place where they can monitor everything, right? Both IaaS, PaaS, and even their applications.
Definitely the goal. There's something that you guys find is difficult to get in, hopefully the ingestion API is a good route for you guys. We're going to make that even easier soon with a SaaS connector. We want to have that sometime in the early winter that allow you guys to just immediately use something like Logic Apps to connect different services to OMS really quickly. And Logic Apps has an ever-expanding group of connectors that will push to OMS. So that'll be a great way for you guys to get anything into it. And then we'll be able to build solutions over time for different services. But the idea, my goal, is the idea is to allow you guys to build custom solutions, which means get anything from any SaaS, PaaS, whatever the heck I want, into OMS, and then visualize it. And then you can share it if you really wanted to.
Okay. Can you also speak to, some of the customers saying, hey, we already have Splunk, so how are we going to benefit from OMS or Log Analytics if they already have Splunk and those kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I'm asked this a lot, and I definitely see a lot of Splunk customers at Ignite, which is kind of cool because Ignite this year was around the same time that they were doing the Splunk conference. So they're choosing Ignite over the Splunk conf and coming up to our booth. So because I deal with search, I'm very familiar with Splunk search language, Splunk search capabilities, and definitely the pricing. I think the thing that makes customers' jaws drop in comparison with Splunk is the price. Okay. I know that we changed our pricing right now from pay-as-you-go. You can still do pay-as-you-go with just Log Analytics. Security isn't there now. You have to do a different package. There's different packages that you can pay per node. I believe the Log Analytics one is 15, and security, I don't recall off the top of my head, is 10 or 15. But then you can get like the entire OMS suite for like 35 per node. But anyway, the important part is when you start pushing out something to like 1,000 nodes as a company, it becomes even cheaper than pay-as-you-go. Pay-as-you-go is $2.30 for 30 days. You can get something around a dollar per gig when you're starting to use so many machines because we give you kind of like a data allowance per node. It's 500 meg. So then it's like 500 gigs for the cost of 1,000 machines. It starts getting pretty cheap pretty fast, definitely compared to Splunk. Some of the other stuff for Splunk, Splunk's on-prem unless you're using Splunk Cloud. So if you're using Splunk on-prem, you're having to monitor and manage all those machines. You're having to mess with all of your Splunk heads, the search heads, the forwarders. You have to manually do all that yourself. You have to manage that. It's a pain. When you start filling up your Splunk instance, you have to scale it. That sucks. So I want you to be able to come to OMS and be able to go push all the data into OMS, and OMS has to deal with the scale. OMS has to deal with the ingestion. OMS has to deal with all these problems that I no longer have to do. I no longer have to put resources on managing that environment. I just monitor the environment. So the two biggest things for sure for me are the ability to not have to monitor and manage something on-prem anymore for Splunk, and the ability to have 90% cost reduction compared to a lot of Splunk services. Now, I'll admit, definitely being the log search PM for OMS, that my search capabilities are not there compared to Splunk's. Okay. They have gaps. So Splunk has join, Splunk has search time field extraction, Splunk has multiple command piping that I don't have in OMS. But most of the customers that are using Splunk today are probably not using some of those advanced features. That's definitely what we're discovering when talking with them. So if you poke them about those sort of things and say, well, what key capabilities do you need? Oh, I need to monitor synthetic transactions for my application. I need to monitor performance counters. I need to monitor this set of custom logs. Well, we can do all of that in OMS. We just don't have some of the much more advanced search capabilities that definitely customers that aren't in the log analytics space yet, they don't have a product like Splunk, they don't have those needs yet. And some of the people in Splunk, they can at least move some of their more basic monitoring over to OMS and save a ton of money that way. It should be very, very simple. And then last, the last kicker is the stuff that is so out of the box compared to Splunk. Splunk has a lot of setup to get this stuff going. There's all sorts of things you have to do to get perf counters in there, Windows events. You have to use forwarders on these different machines. Even if you're using Splunk Cloud, you have to set up a forwarder on these boxes. For us, we just turn on an agent, put in your workspace and key, you're done. And you get these out-of-the-box solutions. So I'm going to just, I don't know, I'm not going to steal the screen here, but if you check out that solutions gallery, there's a ton of stuff, and there's tons more coming right now. So if you want to monitor SQL, you want to monitor AD, you want to monitor your Azure components that we were talking about, your security of your environment, whether you need to upgrade a certain machine or not, you want to monitor Linux or Windows or a device, you can use the Ingestion API. You want to monitor specific Microsoft services like Office 365 and Azure. We're always going to be first place in that compared to Splunk. So those are some of the capabilities that you get out of the box that you don't get with Splunk, and so you have to set it up. So that's kind of my like three-punch combo on Splunk there is price, out-of-the-box solutions, and then not having to monitor and manage that sucker on-prem. Because definitely that last one is a headache for a lot of those teams. So then you see people move to Splunk Cloud, but then Splunk Cloud has different pricing, and then it's a little bit confusing to set up that stuff with the forwarders. We want stuff to be super simple, out of the box, and cheap. So that's what my goal is.
That's awesome. Thanks. And in addition to that, they can also integrate with on-prem Splunk, right, if they want to, and see the data in OMS. Can they do that? Or?
Yeah, you can easily get data out of Splunk into OMS, which is a really cool thing that you guys will learn more about in November, that ingestion API. So Splunk has the capability of forwarding specific events that you care about to another service, and you can do that in JSON, and voila, my ingestion API takes JSON natively, so then you just push that stuff straight into OMS, and ta-da, you're done. Splunk inside of OMS. You can copy the existing data over to OMS if you want to just keep what you already have and go, or you can just copy new stuff. It should be relatively easy to migrate data and push new data from Splunk into OMS now.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
All righty, great. A lot of great questions. We love the questions that are coming. So I know we've been here for a while. Are there any more questions, or just want to, before folks jump off, I just want to mention next week we'll be talking about a solution that we just released. I think it's still in preview, to be honest. And this is monitoring your VMware environment with our OMS log analytics suite. That would be very, very interesting, especially folks who are running VMware in their environment, and you know they need to manage and monitor their VMware VMs. It's a really interesting solution, and it will be the PM for the solution, Kiko, will be presenting that next week. So looking forward to see folks on the call. So if there are no more questions, I mean, there has been a lot of very, very good questions, and thank you folks for asking those questions, and hopefully you got your questions answered. If you still have questions, please email me. It's ronaily@microsoft.com, and Evan has placed his email in the IM window also, so that's confirmation that you can email him also, and we'll point you in the right direction if we don't have the answer. So thanks everyone for taking the time out to participate. Continue to using the solution and continue to share feedback and continue to working with this with either if you're customers or partners. Please provide the feedback so we can help to improve the product. Thank you all for attending. Have a great weekend. And thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.